This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Yeah, I just, you know, I need to listen to my shows, but I bet if I listened to that back, I'd be like, I just sound a little too excited about my show coming on. I'm the only one that does. Usually when other radio hosts, you know, come on, you know, they're like, hi, Sean Hannity here, or Mark Levin, or Laura Ingraham, or, you know, you're like, all right, you know, that's nice, okay, whatever. Me like, hi, it's me, Dee, I'm here, All right, so I don't know. I forget. No, I don't think Bozo the Clown did that. I'm trying to think who in the olden days would be like, it's me, me. I guess the reason I'm happy is we get an extra hour of sleep this weekend. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Daylight savings time, which, I don't mind if we get rid of it. I really think it's kind of stupid at this point. But what's nice about the fall is, you know, we get an extra hour of sleep. So clocks fall back 1 hour. Everybody always gets confused. So the powers that be said, well, this is how we'll do it. In the fall, the clocks fall back 1 hour. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't know about you guys, and maybe it's because I have a medical degree and I know nothing else, but when somebody says, I want you to move that appointment back, I don't know what direction that is. You mean, like, move it back an hour? Or move it to... I don't really follow that as much. Okay? So it's going to fall back. Well, fall and back, to me, means two things. It almost means the two same things. You're falling, and then you're going backwards. But I guess maybe it is simpler than it is. That's the problem. You go through all the years of schooling that I do, and then all of a sudden you start to overanalyze simple words. You know? So can we move our appointment forward? That's what messes me up. Let's move the appointment forward. Forward where? I don't get that. So anyway, that's my problem. But luckily, we're going to have less heart attacks, we're going to have lower blood pressure, better memory, and less car accidents this time of year, as opposed to when daylight savings time starts. Yeah, I guess daylight savings time ends. That's another thing. I'll be like, okay, you know, let's do Pacific savings time, or PST. Like, no, it's PT, it's not PST. I'm like, why is it PT? Why is it? Because savings time is over. I have no idea when savings time is over, or, you know. You actually get PTSD sometimes from all of this. But just some really quick history. The ritual began of daylight savings time back in ancient civilizations because, you know, they wanted to manipulate using the extra sun time. So in the winter, days are shorter. Summer, days are longer. So if you needed, you know, certain, you know, sun for certain crops, why don't we just wake up at a different time? Now, Benjamin Franklin was very, very famous. Is credited for daylight savings time, even though technically, you know, we don't know if he's really the one that needs to be credited. But he wrote an essay for Parisians. He really liked French, people in France. And it was called An Economical Project for Diminishing the Cost of Light. And back in 1784, he explained how less candles could be used if people woke up earlier, making more uses of nature's early light, saving on candles, saving money. He was a brilliant man. So, Germany in 1916 adopted daylight savings time before the U.S. Then, President Woodrow Wilson was like, wait a second, the Germans can do it, then we can do it. So he signed it into law in 1918. Why? Because he wanted to conserve coal during the Great War. So people knew that there was economic impacts from this. Then it got repealed. But a few of the states said, whoa, we actually kind of like this, so we're going to keep it. So now we have another war. In 1942, FDR wanted to assist the conservation needed for war efforts. So he made daylight savings time year-round. But they didn't call it daylight savings time. They called it wartime. So all the clocks got changed. Now, after the war, there was still no technical federal law that maintained that the time, you know, that the time remained change. So states were like, well, I'll do whatever the hell I want. So LBJ got in the 60s, and he's like, okay, wait a second, let's come up with the Uniform Time Law. So the Uniform Time Law of 1966 attempted to unite the states, right, to uniform the time. So all the states were on the same time, roughly. And he decreed daylight savings time to begin on the last Sunday of April and to end on the last Sunday of October. But states had the right to vote to exempt themselves. Now, some of you are like, yeah, I remember that. We used to do this around Halloween, and now it changed. Well, the reason why it changed is in 2005, the Energy Policy Act declared that daylight savings time begins at 2 on the second Sunday of March and ends at 2 on the first Sunday of November. Hence, that's why we're here. Now, Arizona and Hawaii are like, you guys, I don't know, y'all are crazy. We're just going to, like, not do it. So Arizona and Hawaii don't do it. So are there health benefits? Oh, absolutely. When you get that extra hour of sleep, there was a study from the University of Chicago that found blood pressure levels to improve by one simple measly hour. You lowered your systolic blood pressure by 17 millimeters per mercury, or 17 points. Then there was a study in the British Medical Journal finding a 21% decrease in heart attacks on the Tuesday following daylight savings time. This was opposite of the 24% increase they see in March when we have daylight savings time in the spring forward. There was a 2001 study that found a significant decrease in fatal accidents when the clocks fall back, but the opposite is true in the spring. Then, you have other studies that say, well, you know, less gene expression happens when you get more sleep, that extra hour, so you're less risk for diabetes and cancer, less stress, less inflammation. And then, I mean, the obvious, you gain more energy and alertness in the morning. So if you're used to waking up at 7, now with the clock change, you feel like you slept in till 8. You may even wake up at 6, start exercising, you know. So don't forget to change your clocks. Wake up at about 1:55 in the morning. Splash a lot of cold water on your face so you're ready to go to change that clock. Back an hour. 1-877, that's Alex.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And Daniel, who is working the dials. All right, well, this election can't come fast enough. I'm going to vote today, if I can. You know, maybe sneak out on commercial break to go vote. Here's my problem. I'm really confused with all these side propositions. You know, vote no on three or yes on three or vote. I think one of the things I'm supposed to vote on is if I am for or against not having sales tax on women's tampons. I believe that's something on the ballot. I'm not entirely sure. I should know more about local politics, you know, because I do a national show. I'm really watch more what's going on nationally. But I think locally we get to vote on tampons. And I'm fine with that. I think, you know, not having a sales tax on a woman's feminine product is nice. It's a nice thing to do. But I, you know, what about also, you know, toilet paper? I mean, there's a lot of things men also use, just like women. And, you know, I'm for equality and treating everybody equally. So if there's a product a lot of men need to use, I think that would be fair also. You know, I mean, I think it's stupid, you know, to force a woman to pay more for something that she needs. But the truth of the matter is there's not a lot of free stuff out there. And so, you know, if you want to buy a special type of feminine product, you know, they have fancy feminine products out there. I, trust me, ladies, there's a difference between a cheap tampon and one of the fancier ones. I was surprised. I was like, oh, boy, that makes it a heck of a lot easier. I mean, you almost get a paper cut on the cheap stuff. And so, yeah, I think it's nice to not have sales tax. I hope I'm not misinterpreting that. But if that's the case, I think I would also not do a sales tax on toilet paper. Now, some ladies are like, but men don't use toilet paper. Actually, they do. Men do use toilet paper when they go poop. They may not use it when they go pee, but they do use it when they go poop. And so maybe we should do that too. You know, it just, it's, you know, we really make it okay that we give certain populations either benefits or others taxes, like smokers. You know, we'll tax smokers more than anyone else, and it's under the guise of, well, what we're going to do is there's going to be extra taxes on cigarettes. Well, that's a way for people to treat other people unfairly, and I just think it needs to be fair. You know, I see all these gyms ads, you know, ladies, like in January, when we come into January, ladies get to join for free. Well, that's not fair to the guys. Now, trust me, okay, I do not want to lose my PMS privileges. Trust me, I did benefit from Ladies Night. Tuesday nights at the Shark Club, ladies got to drink, I believe, either half price or free, I forget. And so I'm like, I'm a lady. And my friends are like, you're no lady. And I was like, hey, it's ladies night. Oh, what a night. And so so that was really, really cool to take advantage of that. But that's kind of not fair. I mean, we're trying to be a society here where you don't discriminate against anybody or treat one population different than another. But then we get away with women joining free and ladies night. And, you know, men don't complain. You know, a lot of men are probably saying, shut up, Dr. Dahlia, because they're like, they like seeing more women at the gym. They want to see women coming to the club. Did you guys know that in college, I'm learning so much about college. Okay, so I went to college, what, 20 years ago? I guess these parties, I didn't realize guys did this, and now it makes sense. Guys must have done this back when I went to college, too. I never had a problem getting into a party. I never got carded. I always got into a party. Yet, I would hear my guy friends go, no, I won't be able to get in. I was like, what are you talking about? Well, I guess there were these ratios. There's somebody watching at the door, and there's supposed to be a 3-to-1 or 4-to-1 ratio of girls to guys. And they do that, so the guys, either in the fraternity or in the party or whatever, have a much better chance of getting a girl. I didn't realize all that manipulation. I was a real naive. I was so naive going to school. So I'm like, yeah, I get it. And I had all these guy friends. And the guy friends, you know, they're like, well, I'm not going to go. And I'm like, well, why not? We're going to hang out at this party. Because I liked having my guy friends, you know, especially my, you know, who were gay, because I felt safe. I could hang out with them. I didn't have to worry about somebody hitting on me or spiking my drink. And it was great. It was good fun for me. But there's a lot of inequalities going on and special preference. I guess the Supreme Court is hearing the last of the arguments on the Harvard case where race is used as a factor in admissions. And somebody of Asian descent, they've been accused of discriminating against. And so it'll be very, very interesting to see, you know, what the Constitution allows. But, you know, we want to be a country where we don't, you know, discriminate against black people, Hispanics, white people, women, men. We want to be that type of country, but we unfortunately have a lot of things that, you know, you kind of look at going, well, wait a second. You know, ladies get in free, but a guy has to pay. Or if you, you know, apply for this scholarship, you can't do it if you're of this color, but you can't of this race. We have to poop or get off the pot in terms of, you know, are we going to be, you know, committed to one sort of mantra, or are we going to, you know, go, okay, well, it's just, we're only doing this to appease, you know, part of the country or whatever. So I find that fascinating. Now, with the election coming up, and again, it can't come fast enough. And don't worry, I'll figure out what these other propositions are. That's the only reason why I haven't early voted, because I can't figure out all the other stuff that I'm supposed to vote on. There's something going on with our energy. I just don't get it. And the commercials are very confusing. And so, you know, I'm trying to read up on it, and most of the sources are, you know, politically leaning one way or another. And so I'm just not getting a real, shall we say, objective look at what these, you know, are. So I think the commercials are a little too overburdensome, and they just kind of confuse me and scare me, because I don't know what the heck I'm supposed to do. I've been told to vote yes on three, and I've been told to vote no on three. And both commercials have a very compelling argument. So part of me wants to just not vote on it at all, but I'd rather not do that. So, there's independents out there. There's people out there that are really still undecided. And I'm worried that a lot of the undecided won't vote. But this is fascinating. Apparently wages are up 3.1%. 250,000 new jobs have been introduced, and we're at a 50-year low unemployment rate. And even the liberal media is even saying that the economy is booming under Trump. Now, a Democratic House is going to throw us into gridlock. A Democratic House could slow down progress. You have the Democrats really fighting hard, especially Nancy Pelosi, because then Nancy Pelosi could be Speaker of the House. And boy, is that something that she's salivating at. Me, I kind of like the fact that we're getting some stuff done. We got a lot of things coming around the bend. Yeah, we really haven't done much with health care, but if the economy's improving and people are getting hired, I mean, that kind of washes out a lot of the Obamacare issues that we had, where Obamacare had hurt a lot of jobs because employers were getting fined and there were mandates and things like that. You know, now that the administration got rid of those, you know, we don't have as much job-killing properties to that bill. You know, things seem to be moving in a pretty good direction. You know, we do have some major immigration issues coming. We got caravans of people. I think now we have four caravans of people coming to the United States. You know, that could get ugly. That may help the right, because people like, look, we, you know, they could force their way in. There's a lot of numbers. Some of them could be armed, etc. You have others saying, oh, you see, this is why we need to open up our wall and open up our doors to allow all these people to come in, and then they'll vote our way. So there's a lot of back and forth with that, but I'm pretty impressed so far. We have some good numbers, and, you know, we'll see what the midterms, how those play out. 1-877-DELLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
USA Radio News.
Cesar Sayoc, the man accused of mailing explosive devices to prominent Democrats, is headed to New York City to face charges. That's what a federal judge decided today. Last week, Sayoc was charged with five federal crimes, including interstate transportation of explosives. Outside the courtroom, Sayoc's attorney, Jamie Benjamin, said the case against his client is flimsy.
Would you like to go to jail based on maybes? Would you like to be put in jail based on well, we haven't certified a fingerprint. It may be there.
250,000 jobs were added to the economy in the month of October. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The nation's unemployment rate remained at 3.7% last month, to remain at the lowest level since 1969. Eleni Kara-George is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Job gains occurred in health care, in manufacturing, in construction, and in transportation and warehousing.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Dolly, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. I get really confused by when stories break, because there's these huge headlines on the top 50 bedbug cities list. And I'm looking at this and I go, I thought this came out months ago. And it actually did. January 8th, 2018, Orkin, and you know Orkin, that's that big company responsible for a lot of pesticides. Excuse me, Orkin released back in January their top 50 bedbug cities list, but now it's all over the place as news today in November. Go figure. So, they say for a second year in a row, Baltimore tops their top 50 bedbug list. New York fell four spots. Dallas-Fort Worth joined the top 10. Congratulations, Dallas. San Diego and Albany rejoined the list. So, I guess this is a list that's been going on for a while where people try to figure out which cities have the most bedbugs. Orkin makes this list. Everybody reads it. They like it. And it's interesting. And it makes news. It makes news 10 months later. So the list is based on treatment data from the metro areas where Orkin performed the most bed bug treatments from December 1, 2016 to November 30, 2017. The ranking includes both residential and commercial treatments. Now, what if your city doesn't have an Orkin or doesn't call Orkin? So this isn't the most scientific. But apparently, Baltimore is number one, D.C., Washington, D.C., number two. Then comes Chicago, L.A., Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, Detroit, New York, San Francisco, Oakland. Oh, by the way, great game. 49ers, I got to tell you, man, that kid, you have a new quarterback start, and Nick Mullins, and he just, when a new quarterback has to step in because, previous quarterback, a veteran quarterback gets hurt, sometimes these kids just shine. And it's funny because his Twitter feed just exploded once Troy Aikman and the other broadcaster was talking about his Twitter feed. But good for this kid. Very well done. He's also a daddy. And a kid helped the 49ers win against Oakland. Very, the Raiders. Anyway, Dallas-Fort Worth rounds up number 10. Now we're talking bed bugs. Then Indianapolis, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Cleveland, Raleigh, Richmond, Virginia, Houston, Norfolk, Charlotte. Then came Buffalo, Knoxville, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Michigan, Pittsburgh. Then came Greenville, North Carolina, Champaign, Decatur, Illinois. Phoenix came in 27, Denver, Milwaukee, then Hartford, New Haven. Yeah, Las Vegas is on the list. That's where I'm from. Then Charleston, West Virginia, Boston, Syracuse, St. Louis, Seattle, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Flint, Saginaw, Omaha, Nebraska, Cedar Rapids. And then rounding out the top 10, rounding out the last 10 of the top 50 is San Diego, which was new to the list. Congratulations, San Diego. Lexington, Kentucky, Honolulu, Hawaii, Louisville, Kentucky, Las Vegas, Greensboro, North Carolina, New Orleans, new to the list, Myrtle Beach, Florence, Tampa, and Albany, Schenectady. All right, so what does this mean? Well, it means, bed bug infestations or something that can rise, and it is rising, because people who travel more spread these bed bugs. And, you don't want to have your suitcases on the ground. There's a lot of those suitcase holders or those suitcase, those things that you open up and they have cloth and you throw the suitcase. I don't do that because my suitcase is heavy. I can't really lift 50 pounds very easily without blowing a disc. So I just open up my suitcase on the ground and I'll just bend forward and grab whatever I need. Deodorant, whatever. Well, bed bugs can jump into that. Plus, bed bugs could be on the sheets. Luckily, the sheets in hotel rooms are white, but you need to take a look because little brown specks could be bed bugs. And then they bite you. I've been bit by bed bugs. Not fun. And bed bugs can be found at hotels, hospitals, public places like daycare centers, public transit, schools, offices. And according to a 2015 Bugs Without Borders survey by the National Pest Management Association, the top three places where people find bed bugs are apartments and condos, single-family homes, in the 93rd and 95th percentile, respectively. But then hotels and motels came out at 75%. So most of the time, you get bed bugs sleeping over at your friend's house as opposed to sleeping in a hotel. And they say any type of home is prone. It doesn't have to do with you being, a sanitation issue. If you, get an infestation, you get an infestation. Just like with lice. We'll see lice in people who are unkempt, but you'll also see lice in some of the healthiest, cleanest of hair. So, so they say bed bugs are capable of rapid population growth. An adult female lays 2 to 5 eggs per day. That makes treatment challenging. Adult bed bugs are about the size of an apple seed. They're about reddish brown. They're usually brown and then they get more red after they suck some blood. And they could really, really hide. So what you have to do is look for these little black ink-like stains they leave behind. That's kind of like their poo-poo. So sometimes you'll know you have bed bugs by finding their black poo-poo. And so at home, what can you do? Well, Orkin suggests inspect your home for signs of bedbugs regularly. Check mattresses, tags, seams, behind baseboards, headboards, electrical outlets, and picture frames. I don't know about you guys, but looking behind a baseboard or a headboard, my headboard's brown. It's wood. I'm not going to see anything. They say decrease clutter around your home to make it easier to spot bedbugs on your own or during professional inspections. Okay, we got clutter, Inspect all secondhand furniture before bringing it inside your home. It's a common way for bedbugs to be introduced into homes. I know a lot of you guys buy at IKEA. I think that's safe. And then safe in terms of not having bedbugs. Not safe if, they fall on your kid as you're building them. Then they say dry potentially infested bed linens, curtains, and stuffed animals on the hottest temperature allowed for the fabric so you could kill any bedbugs. And then during travel, they say to do sleep. So sleep stands for S. Survey the hotel room for signs of an infestation. Be on the lookout for tiny ink-colored stains on mattress seams. Look behind the headboards and in soft furniture. Then L means to lift and look in bedbug hiding spots, like the mattress, box spring, and other furniture. I'm not touching the stuff in a hotel. Even torn wallpaper. Look for bedbugs in the torn wallpaper. Elevate the luggage away from the bed and the wall. The safest places are in the bathroom or on counters to put bedbugs. Okay, most hotels I stay at, the bathroom is really tiny. It's not going to fit my big suitcase. Examine your luggage carefully when repacking and once you return home from a trip. Always store luggage away from the bed. And then place all dryer-safe clothing from your luggage in the dryer for at least 15 minutes at the highest setting. So you see, what I do is I bring my own pillows. I just like my pillows. Hotel pillows are too thick, so I like my flatter pillows. And so I will get home at like 11, 12 o'clock at night, grab my pillows, and go to bed. That's bad because you're now taking a pillow that was on a hotel bed and putting it on yours. So not the best thing to do. So bed bugs, not good. Make sure you have your tetanus shot up to date. You get bit by a big bug, you could still be exposed to tetanus. Bed bugs usually don't transmit a lot of infectious disease. But some people report that every time they travel, they come back and they get sick. Who knows? Maybe something happens where it messes with the immune system. So I'm not a big fan of bed bugs, especially their little poo-poo pieces. And a lot of times we'll order in to the hotel room and we'll eat off the bed. Not good, especially if you have their little black stained poo-poo. So things to think about. But, congratulations, Orkin. That was a real, real great, piece. It's just, I don't know why it's only being reported now, 10 months later, after it came out. People definitely recirculate news. I think, or the media is like, oh, really? We forgot to cover this. All right. So, when we come back, why are people banning Disney movies in the house? 1-877-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Alive. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So the world is changing pretty quickly. And things we grew up with and, you know, ideas and ideologies that were just kind of a part of our culture may be going away pretty quickly. And so the idea of a fairy tale may be gone within a generation. Now, what does fairy tale mean to you guys? When I think of the term fairy tale, I think of Disney. I think of a pretty princess and a castle, and I think of a handsome prince, and I think of a horse, and I think of a mean witch, but I think of a happy ending. Fairy tales have happy endings. And I've always grown up with there being fairy tales. Well, I think there's a movement happening, and there are arguments that people have to try to get rid of that whole thinking. Maybe fairy tales put too much pressure on us. Maybe it puts too much pressure on an average girl thinking, I gotta look like that. I can't look like Cinderella. My waist will never look that small. And guys, oh my gosh, guys, you know what kind of pressure? You're supposed to be my knight in shining armor. It's like, what the hell are you talking about, woman? Where'd you get that from? Well, because when I was a little girl, you know, Prince Charming would come and he would rescue me and he'd put a shoe on my foot and he took me away from the wicked stepsisters or he kissed me when I was asleep and you need to do that. And the guy's like, look, your expectations are too high, man. Ma'am, sorry, not going to happen. Maybe it is obsolete, I don't know. I haven't decided where I stand on that yet. But Keira Knightley, she was the one in Pirates of the Caribbean. She was also in the newer Revenge of the Sith, the 2000 Star Wars. Yeah, she's been in a lot of movies. She bans Disney classics. She banned her daughter from watching Cinderella, Little Mermaid. She's 33 years old, and she doesn't allow Edie, who's 3 years old, to watch films. Why? Because the female characters are, quote, rescued by men. She says it doesn't sit well with her. She says Frozen and Moana are allowed in the house because the strong leads of those films, she believes, would have words with other Disney princesses like Ariel. She said, I love Frozen. I'm 100% Team Frozen and Team Moana. Moana's big in her house. Inside Out is big in her house. She says, I just wonder what Elsa from Frozen would say to Ariel from Little Mermaid and Cinderella, because Elsa has some serious opinions about Anna, her sister in Frozen, going off with a guy that she only just met and saying she would marry him. She says, she's like, absolutely, that is not okay. And in fact, everyone in Frozen is not okay with that. Now, I think she brings up some other issues like, you know, Ariel has to give up her voice to save I forget Little Mermaid. I remember the Under the Sea. These old Disney films. My only issue with Disney films, I don't mind that. I don't mind the whole princess thing and the princess thing. My issue with Disney films is that usually a parent gets killed off. And I never understood that. I don't understand why. Maybe Walt Disney had a parent who died. I just don't understand why Mufasa had to die, why Bambi's mom had to die, why. I think Aladdin was the only movie where a parent didn't get killed. In Nemo, the mom had to die. And so I really don't understand why that had to happen. You know, I mean, unless they were trying to introduce to kids that the world isn't always perfect. You know, I don't know. And, you know, kids these days now don't rely on Disney as being, you know, their, you know, Disney had a lot of power for many decades because a lot of the kids shows out there, yeah, there wasn't really a lot of competition. Now, oh my gosh, kids have all these stations and YouTubes and things like that, so many kids don't even know who Mickey Mouse is. But, you know, I kind of like, as a girl, the whole Prince Charming. So, you know, I'm married to my husband, and he is my knight in shining armor. And, you know, I don't know if psychologically he feels that pressure and he doesn't like that pressure. But when I try to say, I got this, I'll do this, no, he doesn't like that. He wants to be the one to kill the spider or to protect the house or to... Now, I mean, when he's asleep, you know, when we had that guy that broke in, yeah, I'm the one that got the gun. I'm the one that told the guy to get the hell out. You know, I mean, he was asleep with the dog and, you know, whatever. But he feels bad that he wasn't there to do that, that I had to do that. He wants to be... You know, the man of the house. And I'm fine with that. I find that very sexy. You know, I don't mind that there be certain roles and certain, you know, characters that you play. No, don't worry, I'm not going into there. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, I like the idea that, okay, mom handles this, dad handles this. I think that's okay, and I think it's very healthy. I also like the idea that, you know, mom gets a say, and mom's final say is the way we go. I like that, too. But, you know, things have kind of worked for some time. I mean, you know, does a movie sell when a woman is the hero? Somebody will say, well, yeah, Tomb Raider, that worked, and, you know, Catwoman. All right, but what's the difference? Okay, when you do have these women, like Wonder Woman, everyone's like, yay, well, look at Wonder Woman. You know, boy, you know, that really helps the women's movement, and we could have a hero, and Wonder Woman movies did well, so it shows you can't have a female lead. Yeah, what was she wearing? The only reason why, I don't want to say the only reason why, I think Gal Gadot is a fantastic actress. I think she's beautiful. I think she did a great job with the movie. But she was half naked. Same thing with Tomb Raider. Same thing with, I don't know, some of these other women. Like Charlie's Angels. When they had the Charlie's Angels, these women had to be sexy. So you could try to pretend that you are being, you know, so politically correct and progressive and showing that a woman could be a hero and save a man and all that. But the only way the movie sells or somebody buys it is if she's got big boobies, if she's beautiful, or if you make it funny or you know. But the idea of, you know, Superman coming in and saving Lois Lane, that's something that a lot of people appeal to. Now, maybe we appeal to it because, you know, we were little kids. But, you know, having a strong woman in a movie, that's not what's going to progress anyone's cause. And sometimes we do more to hurt the cause when we try to, you know, change things. You know, when you try to say women are physically equal to men and equal in every respect to men, it puts us women back. I know my husband has more muscle mass. I know he runs faster. Why don't we embrace some of the changes we have? Now, mind you, there's a lot of women athletes out there that could kick a guy's butt. But for the most part, women have different, you know, physiological differences than men. Women are not designed to run super fast. The boobies prevent that. Why? Because the female is designed to feed her young and, you know, milk-filled boobies, right, are supposed to kind of stay put in the cave while caveman dad goes and hunts. I know that doesn't really sound the most, you know, 2018, but, sometimes when you try to artificially put people in a certain category, you actually make us look, you put us back years. Why don't we embrace what actually makes us different? And to me, that's really flattering. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people. One by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.